After the podcast this week, we have a really cool interview with one of our favorite people, Josh Turner. What's he up to? What's he doing? What's his music doing? What's happening? You'll find out after the closing jingle. You'll hear from Josh Turner.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show five days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Here it is.
Big D and Bubba Podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast. Coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. This is the podcast.
Hey, I like Johnny Paycheck. He's a good singer.
He is a good singer.
I love her. So we were talking about this project that Big D really kind of came up with, and it was brilliant. Brilliant, because you know how I am. I'm all about the puns and the alliteration and all that. Well, you did Paycheck to Paycheck, which would be like a tribute album to Johnny Paycheck.
Yep.
Because he needs one. He's Johnny Paycheck.
So clever. So,
and
so clever.
Paycheck to Paycheck has never been done. Mm-hmm. We looked and Googled and Binged and all that stuff and couldn't find it. So we got in touch with Lee Bryce because he is very famous for doing, well, he's not famous. He's very infamous. He infamously one time did a cover of Old Violin on the show that was amazing, like crazy good. And he was in. He was like, yeah, boys, I'm in. I'll do this. I love Johnny Paycheck. And then Big D's like, he's not going to do this.
No.
Like, why would he not?
Because he knows. He thinks every time. He thinks every time we call, it's a bit. And it is. But that's a pretty good one. And like, remember the time we wanted to do We Are the World with country artists?
Yeah.
Again, it was a bit. Kinda.
Like, if it would have happened, it would have been awesome.
But we don't want to do any of the work.
We're the idea guys.
Yeah, you generated ideas.
And that's what makes it a bit.
Isn't that what makes the world go round? I mean, we come up with the ideas. We tell you, hey, here's a great thing that should be done. Because I remember we wanted to do a whole thing about hair bands, too. Yeah. 80s rock ballads. We were like, oh, yeah. And I remember we had Mark Wills.
Wait, what did you want to do with them?
This is back in the day.
Have people cover them?
Yeah. We said, hey, I think we have Mark Wills and Montgomery Gentry. You're both like, yeah, we might want to do something with that. And then
this
it just
died. This
is how far
back in the day it was.
Yeah,
Mark
it was
Wills
it was a
and
while
Montgomery
back.
Gentry were our first
Don't
calls.
Don't laugh at me.
Anyway, yeah, that project kind of, we were the idea guys. And then they had that Motley Crue tribute that came out.
Oof.
And why are you oofing?
It was oof.
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 But I was like, hey, I kind of feel like we had a little bit to do with that because we planted the seeds.
Yeah, you guys should be getting money for that.
I don't even care about the money. I just want to hear like good songs. Anyway.
Hey, I like Johnny Paycheck. He's a good singer.
Just that we're classic, bring up an idea and drop it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is what we do.
I don't want to call you guys out, but I feel like if Patrick doesn't do it, it's just not going to get done. That's really what it is. Hey, we have this idea. Patrick?
No. What Big D and Bubba are most famous for is coming up with something they want to do on a regular basis, like on the show. Like, oh, we're going to do this. This is going to be a new thing that we do. And it lasts about a month, six weeks maybe. Oh,
no.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, do I
Name
need to?
One.
Really? Gary,
one.
The emotional emu, the worst idea ever created.
I loved Gary.
Literally.
Gary was a great idea.
Chime in on that, Gary.
So this is okay.
The worst idea.
I am a big supporter of Bubba. I am. He comes up with stuff, and I see Bubba for what he is. He is. It's that. Well, we never thought of that. It sounds stupid, but
okay,
I don't know. Maybe it works.
So before memes were called memes, like this is how long ago this was.
No, it wasn't.
Memes were in
their
infancy.
Still called memes.
Hey, can you go find one?
They
of
were in their.
I
got one.
Pull
one
out. My gosh, Carson, have you even heard it? Have you heard?
Yeah, I think a couple of years ago, so I need to hear it again.
Oh, God, so bad.
Go ahead, memes were in their infancy, and we were like, oh, you know what we ought to do?
No,
is
don't say we.
Okay, what I did what I did is I said, you know, let's go ahead and do this thing where we have like these little quick punchlines, these little jokes, boom, 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 and it's told by an emu, and then we could have a correlating picture that we would post on the internet the day that, you know, that episode
of
Gary aired.
A picture.
Yeah.
So you see, we bought the rights to a picture of an emu so that we could, so that we would have the ability to post it on our stuff without, you know, having any problems with copyrights or anything. We bought, I think we paid $50 for the copyright, whatever you call that, the rights to an emu picture.
What a country.
This is back like in 2011,
and then we
2012.
Paid the jingle guy to sing the Gary the Emotional Emu jingle.
We're still in debt to the stupid bit.
Which is by far the best part of the bit.
And the jingle was fantastic.
The jingle was great.
The jingle really,
so,
Matt,
do you have
before
it?
You play
you outdid
it,
yourself.
Is the jingle, is that tune original or is it a parody of,
don't know. Look, we're discussing it. So
also, I remember walking in the studio one time, and because Patrick was going to play, he's the emu.
Oh yeah,
what's his name again?
Gary.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be the voice of Gary.
So he's practicing the voice, and he's going, well.
It's not like this.
And Bubba is very seriously going,
coaching me.
Take it. Okay, I like that.
Yes.
More kind of a Kermit-y kind of thing, but
it was
try
almost,
that.
It was,
okay.
I was like, do
oh
a little more
God.
Of your Ralphie May impression
oh
and then
God.
Kind
yeah.
of scale
hey,
it back
man.
A little bit, remember?
Yeah.
Can I do it like that?
Like, watch, give me your Ralphie May impression.
I have no idea.
You could do a little Ralphie May.
I know, I can do Gary, which was, I think Gary,
see?
There you go. And he added that little,
And then, but the problem was, I was on board. I'm like, you know what, I'll do this, and it'll make Bubba happy, be funny. And then every one of these 60-second things would end up taking 45 minutes to record because he was getting way too detailed. No, it has to be more. Oh, my God.
Don't be a hater, man.
I'm being a hater.
Gary, hey, Gary, the emotional emu.
Look how excited Bubba is.
Gary.
Gary. Am I the only one that kicks ice under the refrigerator so that I don't have to pick it up? Don't lie. You know you're lazy, too.
Read more.
Oh my God!
I guarantee you that took six takes. Six takes to get it to be that bad.
Jocktober.
Oh.
What?
Point of order. What was emotional about kicking ice under?
We don't know.
Bubba
it
just
was just
wanted
a
to
great
have a
name.
Name. By the way, and Bubba's original idea was Gary the Emo Emu, and then we realized that no, most people in our audience wouldn't know what emo was, so he just went with emotional, and it lost all of its sense. It didn't even need to be an emu at
all
that
right.
point.
Get any more? Get any more of these?
Yeah, I do.
Gary. The emotional emu.
Gary.
His name is Gary.
Gary. My sister called me a genius today. I said, are you stupid? Geniuses live in a lamp. I'm an emu.
Read more of Gary.
In my defense, I want to remind everyone, I didn't write these or direct these. I only read the script.
Now, Carson, imagine a guy driving down the road in his truck, hearing that, and then just going, what the hell was that?
You know what? I think we lost a lot of listeners because of Gary. That
yeah,
you
I, like to, I like to go back
no,
and look,
did not
look at our ratings
do
sweep.
Do we have more, Gary?
Oh,
no, do we?
See,
yes, we
you.
Do.
I'm in on Gary.
She's in now.
I'm
she
in.
Is in. And by the way, once again, big shout out to Matt the Jingle
by
Guy.
The way, because... Also, I want to point out that we were ahead of our times on at least one thing. The freaking emu is everywhere now.
Yeah.
This stupid
Liberty
we
Mutual.
We were before that. This is like 8 years ago.
Yeah,
or longer.
This is like 2012.
That's eight years ago, but no, I can't do math.
Do you want me to go and count ballots? I could do this well. All right, here we go. Let's see.
Bubba can't count.
Gary, the emotional emu.
Gary,
Gary.
Okay. Now double it. You add 8 and cut it in half. Subtract the original number. Multiply by 6. Now close your eyes. Can't see nothing, huh?
Read more of Gary the Emotional Emu.
If you guys ever wonder what the show would sound like if Big D and I weren't here, that's what it would be all that.
I hope one day we get inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, and that's what they play.
You're being inducted into the Hall of Shame, I think, and they'll play
this.
You don't
even understand. I'm going to go back in my studio and listen to the rest of those.
Oh, there
I need
are,
to know
how many
the
did
end.
We do?
There's not a whole lot left. We might as well just go ahead.
Let's do it.
All right.
It's Gary
All right,
Day.
Here we go.
Gary.
I'm going to be singing this at 3 o'clock today.
It's my new workout jam.
Gary. I can put it on blast for you.
So the world is looking for a new pope, and it's all done in private. It's 2013. Can't he just do a reality show like, so, you think you can pope or something?
There's more. Gary the...
And then we tell people where you'll get more of this.
Yeah. Because you know you can't wait to get more.
Oh, it's so good.
I think we ought to maybe take these and put them up on YouTube as their own video. And, like, we have a place where people can go and listen to the world's, and we can even bill it. We can say the world's worst radio bit ever, Gary the Emotional Emu.
I'm not.
And we put those up there, and people can.
Put them up where? What are you
talking
about?
Like, on YouTube. Like, we put them all together and just do it.
Nobody wants to. This is it. You want it? This is it.
It's on the podcast.
The Emotional Emu.
It makes you bop, man.
It does.
Just do
the. His name is Gary.
Reality TV. Blake Shelton on The Voice, Keith Urban on American Idol, and Kelly Pickler on Dancing with the Stars. What's next? Faith Hill and Leanne Rimes gonna be on Real Housewives?
Read more.
That was it? Oh my God.
I don't even get the joke.
I think they ended up on Real Housewives.
Oh my
that,
gosh.
Yeah.
All right.
What a terrible.
That one wasn't great.
Gary.
But the others were?
The Emotional
I really like So You Think You Can Pope.
So You Think You Can Pope is a good show.
His name is Gary.
I'm not saying that you're fat, but your shirt got more X's than Taylor Swift.
There's more Gary the Emotional Emu.
Oh, man, that was a real hip joke in 2012. That was some serious stuff.
Oh, God. I think we have one more.
Yes.
Oh,
man.
One more. Oh, no. Oh, I just found more.
What?
Oh,
no, there aren't more.
Yes.
Gary.
How many of these stupid things did we let him do?
He checked out.
No, man.
Easiest podcast ever.
So, Tiger Woods is dating Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn. I'm glad he finally found a woman who's used to things going downhill in a hurry.
There's more Gary the Emotional Emu.
Wow. Basically, we just stole bad jokes from Twitter and had me read them in the worst freaking voice we could think of.
Gary, the Emotional Emu.
Bubba's so happy.
Gary.
A better place where chickens can cross the road without ever being questioned.
Read more.
Oh man.
Okay, we have two more.
No, really? Good God.
And then we're done.
The penultimate Gary.
Dude. Gary. The Emotional Emu.
I almost am sad.
They said. Gonna need it your whole life, they said.
There's more Gary the Emotional Emu.
That might be the best one. That really might.
We should save the last Gary for the end.
That's what I was going to do.
I went back and found some old... Apparently we did this, by the way, two and a half years ago. I think we made fun of this, maybe on the air. Tasia said, Patrick's Gary the Emu voice sounds like Eddie Murphy as Donkey and Shrek. You know what? It's pretty close.
There is a little bit of that.
Yep. Oh, I found him. There he is. That's Gary.
There's Gary.
That's what he looked like.
For those of you watching on Facebook, there's Gary.
We paid money for that.
Gary's
for the rights
awesome.
To that picture. That emu picture.
That's why I don't tell my kids what I do for a living.
Just so bad.
So sad.
Embarrassing.
Shelby, what do your kids think that you do?
Shelby says, this is great. I remember these. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Somebody remembers Gary the emotional email.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
the sad thing is there were actually people who liked this. I'm only three of them, but I did find three people on Twitter
from
years ago that did pity like these.
You don't know if they were pity likes or if they really liked it. They might have actually thought, you know what? This is so clever. Thank you, radio guys, for being clever.
And back in the day, that was before they called them likes and they were favorites. Because you got a star instead of a heart.
That's true.
So you got favorited. Gary got a favorite.
Gary was favorite. They were their favorite. You found a bunch of terrible ones?
God. No, it's just, I'm just looking for old.
The point
apparently
being
it was
is
2013, so it was not that long ago. But
we start doing things, and then we stop doing them. That one we should have never done in the first place.
Never. Definitely not.
Why are you guys hating on Gary? Gary was great.
It was a really bad idea. It was a really... we all jumped in, though. Nobody said, let's not do it.
Were there not a couple of the jokes that were kind of funny? Yeah, I think so.
No.
Yeah. Dude, so you think you can pope? Yeah,
it's
that's pretty
bad.
Good.
Still bad. The setup is longer than the joke. It's so stupid. Oh, man. I don't know. That's just...
Gary.
Yep. Wow. That's going to be all weekend.
Emotional. That's where you put that in like the special forces heads right as they're about to jump into some foreign country to go and do whatever and they have to go on radio silence. You just sing that. Gary. And that's what they'll have in their head for like the next 72 hours.
I'm sorry.
So how long do you think that went on? Can you tell by looking at the dates?
No,
6 weeks?
I'm not in that screen. It went on for a little while. I mean, we probably did one or two per week during that time.
The shocking thing, Carson, is that we stopped doing it and no one cared.
Yeah, we didn't get any call. Hey, what happened to Gary?
Not
email?
A slew of bring back Gary.
No,
not a
mail.
Hashtag Gary. You know, free Gary. No.
Well, you know how Gary is. He's so emotional.
Mm-hmm. It's emotional.
He just takes off. The whim of. Oh boy. Yeah. Well,
dude, not every idea is going to be a great idea.
No, that's
true. One that was an experiment that did not work. The jingle was great, and that's about as far as it went. Patrick, I liked your voice. I thought you really got into character.
I felt like it.
Well, I mean, now you probably could have. Maybe we should bring it back.
No, you know what? No. Maybe
we are not resurrecting Gary.
Dude, no. That would be like the most 2020 of all things to do, is bring back something horrible. No?
This is where D changes the subject drastically.
Well, I'm real close to anything else? yeah, I want to bring up the election, but I really don't.
No, you
nobody
don't.
Nobody wants to talk about
nobody
the election.
Nobody wants to hear about that.
Both sides claiming victory still. As of this moment, both sides still think they won. So but who knows? This will be over in middle of December, I think.
You think so?
I think we're going to probably get somebody. Here we are on Friday, the 6th of November. I think we'll have somebody declare today. I think Biden takes the stands and says, yeah, I'm now the president-elect, and then it's going to be a legal battle, and it's going to be ugly, and there's going to be people just being stupid and disrespectful, and it's going to get ugly for a while.
Last night I was watching the news for the third night in a row and drinking whiskey, and my wife took my bottle of whiskey away. So apparently that was when I realized I've been sitting here drinking and watching the news. I should stop. Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just man,
it's not good.
No matter
what.
But
it was an excellent bottle of Dickel. Excellent.
I've been watching a lot of Food Network Holiday Banking Championship instead.
Are you planning a big baking event?
I don't know that I'll do an event, but I feel very motivated and very inspired to I'm not sure that I necessarily bake. I might buy a cake or stuff, but I'll decorate it myself because I'm good at decorations. I'm not necessarily good at the baking part.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I wish I was better at baking.
You could do it, though. I mean, Big D is like a great cook.
Yeah, but baking, and this isn't taking away from how talented Dee is. Yeah. Baking is so specific.
It's very science.
Yeah, it's the chemistry of ingredients and their amounts. And, you know, if you really want to be a baker, you don't use a teaspoon. You get out a scale to specifically weigh your ingredients. It's a whole thing.
Really? I didn't know all that.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I don't bake.
Sames. That's why I'll just go to the store and be like, ooh, Sara Lee makes a pound cake. I can decorate it.
There was this generic brand fudge brownie thing that I would get, and they don't sell it anymore at the store, but it was like the best, most moist, perfect brownies ever. And they didn't get, which I know that they're probably not natural because they never got hard.
That's
like they always stayed nice and perfect.
It's like those little brownie bites you can buy at the grocery store.
With all the preservatives in it?
Yeah, okay, but it's brownies. Yeah, I mean, there's already sugar and all sorts of stuff in there. What am I worried about preservatives?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah, I didn't buy an apple and go, oh, wow. You know, no, it's brownies, man.
I was just watching a video on how to cut an onion right.
wait, there's a wrong way to cut an onion?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mess up. You got to have a good set of knives. You got to know what you're doing, man.
Wow.
I am smoking two pork shoulders this weekend, Patrick.
Okay.
Is that an invitation?
I may bring some in Monday if we celebrate the CMA week.
I'll come watch football with you.
I'll bring Gary, the emotional emu.
That's definitely a pass then.
Yeah.
Now I got rid of, it's a thing, I didn't think it through. Got rid of YouTube TV because I was thinking, I only watch it on Saturdays, but then Saturdays come. And I'm like, I got rid of that. So I got to try and figure out another way of doing that.
Sports bar.
Yeah,
so what do you have?
I watch
TV.
Yeah, so I watch YouTube.
Oh, and you don't
just
worry
regular
about
regular YouTube.
Yeah.
So you watch the ads now and stuff.
No, I paid to have the ads taken.
Okay.
I have premium.
Okay.
So when I hit it, it just starts. But yeah, I found that I was watching. There's really a bunch of great stuff on just YouTube, and if you create an account, which is free, and then you start liking or watching, it starts to learn you and starts throwing things at you. Like, hey, what do you think about this or that? And I kind of go through waves of like, hey, I'm really, you know, when I first got the smoker, I was like really kind of trying to get into it and understand, wrap my head around it. So I had a lot of, you know, smoking recipe video stuff. And then when I bought the car, I was looking at more of that kind of stuff. And you can really customize it to where it's like having your own network. Everything that you like. I mean, how many times you get in front of the TV and you just go click, 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 click. And you probably only have two or three channels that you really like.
It's true.
That
which
you
is
to.
Why
it's
Hulu
true.
Does your recents. They like Hulu and Philo and all that, you can have recents and favorites and all that. So you don't have to go through all the other channels.
Yeah.
Why is somebody calling me?
I feel like my TV should know that I only want to watch Food Network or QVC. With occasionally TBS thrown in.
Well, mine does. If you have
yeah,
Hulu, it says
I
these
don't.
Are YouTube
I have
channels.
Antiquated cable.
Well, if you get, if like on YouTube, you can, your cooking channels are unlimited.
Mm.
And it's everything you want. I mean, if you are doing baking stuff and you want a specific recipe on a, you know, something you're baking, there'll be 50 videos on that one dish.
Yeah. That way you can look at different recipes and different techniques and stuff. I think that's great.
People making a lot of money on YouTube.
I know.
And they get in there, they really do it right. Like they've got
good lighting and all that.
Yeah, it's good lighting, good audio.
Something we can't even guarantee.
Quality is good, and it's good content. And they post stuff a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, anyway, that's why. And so I get rid of it. It's like $75.
Hey, you guys want to see Guam? While you're speaking of stuff to watch, Alexander Ludwig, Bjorn Ironside from Vikings, has a new show on Netflix. It's like a little, almost like a Hallmark movie type thing. It's like but it's like a romance type thing, and it occurs and was filmed in Guam. So I'm just saying, you guys want to see it? Because I know we've talked about it several times about how I used to live there. And I saw his thing saying that his movie was out, and I just want to let y'all know, you can see Guam finally.
I mean, you had me at Alexander Ludwig, so I'm good there.
You will check it out?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because he's in it, of course.
I can't wait to see what you think.
Yeah.
There's some cool stuff. There's a Guam video I watched the other day Where, really? Yeah, they had a guy's in a car, and he just drives around the island. And
takes 2 hours.
And you can see everything. That was a two-hour video.
Wow.
I watched one the other day. It was a train. They put a camera up in the front of a train in Switzerland as it's going through the snowy mountains and all mm-hmm. that stuff.
I've done those.
It's the best. Or rain. You know, you sit there and just watch a stormy night.
I've never done that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I get into all that stuff.
Huh. Okay. Right.
Anything else?
No. I think one more Gary, and then we'll walk out of here.
There's not another one.
Yeah.
The final one.
We saved it.
We don't know what it is. We have no idea. Oh. All it is, it says Gary Tomato.
Oh, you know it's going to be Tomato. A letdown, the last one.
No way. One more time,
everybody.
Be
the best one.
Gary. Hey, Gary. The Emotional
So if a tomato is a fruit, is ketchup like a smoothie?
There's more Gary the Emotional Emu.
The camera should have been on D's face because he is just so...
He's hiding behind his microphone anyway.
So unimpressed by that. He's not even... laughing at how stupid it is. He's just disappointed.
Like Johnny Paycheck. He's a good singer.
Okay. This whole thing has gone off the rails.
It's just shame.
It's just shame. It is. You look like a dog, you know, when they're pooping on the carpet. They always look ashamed.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is our poop on the carpet. We just let everybody see.
Hey, Josh Turner is coming up after the podcast here. Enjoy that. Until then, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay.
Sing it is.
You can listen to the regular show.
What are you doing?
Emotional Emu.
Radio every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
You better be sorry. That podcast ain't no good.
Josh Turner.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Dude, I am so excited. When I found out what was on this album, I completely nerded out.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, Josh.
Hey.
What's up, man?
So this new album's called Country State of Mind, and you're covering a bunch of these classic country songs, like this one right here that we're geeking out over.
Making their way.
So good. This whole album, I can't believe you haven't done this yet. I saw this album, which is out by the way now. I saw this album and I saw what it was and I was like, yes, yes, amen, and amen. This is you at your finest. When you're doing stuff like, what is this here?
I'm No Stranger to the Rain.
Oh. Dude, how fun is this, doing this album?
Oh, man. It's been a dream come true to be able to put, you know, all my favorite country songs on a record together. You know, these are songs that, you know, I've been familiar with for, you know, most of my life. And to be able to kind of put my own stamp on them and to kind of give them a rebirth and kind of introduce these songs to a whole new generation of fans. It's been incredible to be able to do that. And, you know, so I hope that, you know, this record can kind of conjure up some good memories for my fans and my listeners and for, you know, the fans out there that may not have, you know, grown up listening to these songs. Maybe, it kind of helps them kind of understand, you know, where I come from musically and kind of what came before them too, and kind of, you know, gets them kind of digging into, you know, some country music that came before them.
Was there a song that you're recording it in the studio for this album, which by the way is called Country State of Mind, Josh Turner? Was there a song that you started to sing and you had to stop because, for whatever reason, emotional or just like the moment hit you where you're like, holy cow, I'm doing this?
I don't know. I don't recall a moment like that. I mean, there were moments where I had, you know, some special guests come in, which was, you know, one of my favorite parts of making this record, was that not only was I getting to sing these songs that I love, but I was also getting to, you know, collaborate with other artists. And so one instance in particular is when I had my hero, Randy Travis, come in and sing on Forever and Ever, Amen. And so while Randy's in the vocal booth behind the mic, I'm standing there beside his wife, Mary, and I look over, and she's got tears streaming down her cheeks. And I put my arm around her, and I said, is this the first time Randy's been in the studio since the stroke? And she just nodded her head, yes, and I just gave her a big hug. And so it was a kind of a bittersweet moment. And I realized that I was making history by having him in there. But at the same time, it's a very special moment on the record.
You know, I think, Josh, this album is going to be one of those albums that is, there are a few in country music that people kind of end up going back to the well. You know, but for Bubba, it's, what is that, De-Electrified?
De-Electrified, Clint Black. I also go back to the Randy Travis Storms of Life album. That to me.
Oh, yeah.
I when I was a little kid, we would take road trips with mom and dad, and that would be on repeat for, you know, 12 hours one direction and 12 hours back. So I knew that album like the back of my hand.
But yeah, I have that cassette tape in a shadow box at home, because that was the first album that I ever officially owned. Prior to that, I was just like listening to my parents and my grandparents' records.
Yeah.
But that Storms of Life was the first one I ever owned.
Oh, wow. How cool. You know, you talk about your Mount Rushmore country music, Randy Travis, John Anderson, Johnny Cash, Gosden, and Hank Williams. Is that Hank Williams senior or junior for you?
Senior. I've learned so much from Hank Senior, because he just, he had a gift of being able to take really, like, you know, complex human emotion and just simplify them and into a song. And so he always had this famous quote where he said, you know, if you can't write a song within 20 minutes, it ain't worth writing. and you know, that's debatable, but the heart of what he was trying to say is exactly true, you know, because, you know, if you have to sit there and just toil over it, you know, day in and day out, then, you know, you might want to take a step back and just, you know, rethink what you're doing, because, you know, it's maybe it was just because he was so good at it. I don't know. You know, some people, you know, struggle at songwriting, but yeah, he just had a way of just taking even like sad, you know, hard, like, emotions, and making them sound lighthearted in a song too. So.
Bubba, what are some of your? You got the album there. You kind of going through it.
I'm such a John Anderson fan. I mean, I like. I've Got It Made. I'm gonna play a little bit of this if you don't mind, just because it's great. look at this, man.
A 40-room mansion sitting high on a hill. I ain't never lived in a place like that, and I never will.
What I think is cool is, like, you hear Josh and you hear him wanting to do the little
vocal stuff.
I heard it too, a little John Anderson.
I heard a little bit of that. Yeah. Kind of like not a full on. Yeah,
not
I got gotcha.
You. You didn't go full John Anderson, but there was a little moment there where you went,
oh my gosh. Man, it's so hard to not try to sound like John Anderson when you're singing a John Anderson song, but I tell you, when I realized that John was actually going to come in and sing on this song, like, I had to dig way down deep and not sing it like John. That was a hard thing to do.
Yeah, so. you don't want to do that right in front of one of your here is this.
To material things. Just give me a cane pole and a shady spot to sit. To me, that's about as close to heaven as a man.
Like, the great thing about John is that John still sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some people's voices, they get deeper, they get higher, they can't hit a certain thing, but John is timeless, man.
Jeez.
He is. He's incredible. He's still writing songs and, you know, still making music. He just actually released his own record right before, you know, mine. He did a record with Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys, and Got some incredible songs on there, and just a really cool sounding record. And he's been out on tour with Blake Shelton, and he's been tearing it up here lately. So I'm proud of him.
Well, this is a great album, man, and highly recommend it. If you are a fan, obviously you're a fan of country music, but if you're a fan of kind of the guys who and ladies who got us where we are today in country music, pick up this album. It's called Country State of Mind from Josh Turner. Man, thanks, Josh. We appreciate it. All the best to you, brother. Good to hear from you, and congratulations on this album.
Oh, thank you all. Good to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.